Well, I don't fly very much on a plane these days. You know, occasionally I'll go visit our seminarians or a friend, something like that. But not very much, which is fine by me. But I have flown enough to notice that carry-on bags are getting fatter and fuller. You know, after we were given this ultimatum, whatever doesn't fit in here, you have to pay for, people decided that they would do everything possible in order to make everything possible fit in this bag. I know some of you have seen it, pushing as hard as you can, jamming it into the overhead bin. And that's not even counting what they did at home, just to get the zipper to close. I gotta fit it all in, or else I gotta let it go. Well, this idea of carrying everything with us and not letting anything go can be hard on the back. But it can be even harder on your heart. The woman who came to the well, she was used to carrying heavy stuff. Can you imagine? Imagine hauling water by hand for everything that you need. But inside, she was carrying a lot more than that. Yeah, she was thirsty for water. But more than anything, she was thirsty for someone to love her. Thirsty for someone to forgive her. Thirsty for someone to accept her. One of the beautiful teachings of our Catholic faith about baptism and reconciliation is that there's no quota on forgiveness. No sign that says, don't be a bin hog. If your sins don't fit in this box, then you'll be required to check them for another time. You know, I have never told anyone in the confessional, whoa, that's enough for one time. Why don't you save the rest for the next time? I've never said it. We don't have to carry it any longer. You know, sacred scripture and sacred tradition remind us that there are two different kinds of sin. Original sin is that sin that we inherit from Adam and Eve. We are a fallen humanity. Actual sin is that result of our choices. You know, I choose to do what is wrong, even though I know that it's wrong. That's actual sin. Now, baptism removes both kinds of sin. Now, for many, baptism happens as a baby. So there's not any actual sin, just original sin. But for those who are baptized when they're old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, we call that the age of reason. For them, baptism removes original sin and actual sin. That's what we're getting ready for at the Easter Vigil. That's who we'll be praying for and with in just a few minutes. Now, the sacrament of confession only takes away actual sin. Because once original sin is washed away in baptism, it's gone forever. And God's mercy is so big and so awesome that there's no limit on how much sin he can take away. And no limit on how many times he can take it away. So you just bring whatever carry-on you got. He'll make it fit. You know, it's no coincidence that we call it baggage. You know, what is it that you carry on? Is it that person that you're just not willing to forgive, even though it happened 4 years ago? Is it that sinful habit that you feel like you can't live without? Cheating on homework, or gossiping, or sexting, or whatever it is, you name it. Or is it that fear of really trusting God to show you the way? No wonder our bags are so full. You know, St. John was all about symbolism when he wrote his gospel. And you can't help but notice the symbolism when he says, "The woman left her water jar and went into the town." The woman left her water jar. You know, that jar represented everything that she used to do to try to fill herself up, only to find out that it left her thirstier than before. And once she found Jesus, the one who truly loved her, the one who truly accepted her, truly forgave her, she left that jar and her old way of life behind. You know, what use is it to keep carrying those things that only weigh us down? Can we let Christ and his church help us to leave our jars behind?